And the first order
of business,
we will call back into order the recessed city council meeting from last Monday. We'll proceed to the consent agenda. We have some...
Mr. Chair, would you note the presence of a quorum, please?
We do have a quorum with 6 out of the 7 members present. So, is there a motion for the consent agenda?
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Campion, second by Mr. Wojcik. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Moving into reports and recommendations, we have the city administrator employment agreement, which we received under separate cover. There was a 3-person panel that negotiated the agreement. I don't know if there's any questions for that panel or comments from the panel. Or are you prepared to take action? The action desired would be to adopt the employment agreement as presented.
Move adoption as presented.
Second. Motion by Mr. Wojcik, second by Mr. Bilderbach. Any discussion?
As kind of a symbolic measure, I would like to roll call this vote. I think it's important that we all show support for our incoming city administrator. So, roll call.
I'm going to deviate a little bit from the order because I don't have.
You can go around the table.
You can guess.
I'm guessing the result will be similar.
Councilmember Campion.
Aye.
Councilmember Hickey.
Aye.
Councilmember Bilderbach.
Aye.
Councilmember Ruska.
Aye.
Councilmember Wojcik.
Aye.
President Staver.
Aye.
There are 6 ayes.
Motion carries unanimously with 6-0. We will be very happy to welcome Mr. Reimer. I think the designated start date, has that been determined? I believe it's
October 12th.
All right. And I think we will quite likely see him in Rochester prior to that and have a chance to introduce ourselves, and I'm sure as he introduces himself to the community. So thank you very much for that that item. Mr. Rusk.
I'd just like to add, I think we've kind of commented on this before, but the entire process is not one that we've done before and not one that it creates a few hurdles along the way, but I think the way we all work together, the way we utilized our professional services to help us with that, the staff's efforts in it, you know, I think we've all, as you can see by the vote, we're all excited to see this moving forward, and I think the process worked pretty well, so hopefully next time, if it ever happens down the road, it can go just as well and come up with the same kind of outcomes. But I think when we started this and we saw the timelines, this is about the best outcome we could have wished for. We had a lot of good quality candidates, but we have one I think that's going to fit pretty well in here, so I'm excited to see him get in here and get going.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Camp.
And last time we had an opportunity to thank Ms. Klump. A lot, and I want to also thank Linda a lot, because I think it was excellent to have guidance throughout the process and people that help balance our ideas and make sure I'm sure we would have never wandered outside the bounds of HR law, but I appreciate having someone there to steer us as we meandered on the path, but just excellent process and really appreciate the hand-holding through that.
It was a pleasure.
All right, thank you. Any other comments on that topic? All right. I did have one other topic I wanted to bring up under other business. Last week, we received the final report from the Ethical Practices Board, and I thought that report was very thorough. They had a chance to review written complaint and responses, conduct an independent investigation, and take verbal testimony from both the complainant and respondent, and they've issued their final report. So, I'm wondering if the council is of a mind to proceed with any action on that item.
Per the guidance in the Code of Ethics on Subdivision 3 under Conflict of Interest, as it is it states it is not a conflict of interest under this section if a public official publicly discloses a potential conflict of interest and refrains from participating in the discussion and voting on the matter. Because I'm involved in the matter, I'm just stating that I will not participate in the discussion or the vote because I have a conflict of interest because I love myself.
I think that's a fair statement. I think the report, it was quite voluminous, and we had a chance to read it, and there were some findings, and without belaboring a lot of the detail, I think the board found that there were two violations in their opinion. And so with that in mind, I just thought I'd bring it up, see if there was any desire to take action or perhaps some discussion first. It's council pleasure.
Do you want that?
No, I don't know.
I read every report, and I feel the Ethics Committee really did their job in reviewing and determining their findings of facts. I think it was done as fair as possible, a lot of hard work and effort on the people that are involved in this process. And I'm concerned about the actions as they were reported. I think that's something that we need to address and discuss and how we're going to do it.
All right, anyone else?
Yeah, I know we kind of got it over the weekend. I didn't get a chance to read it till the weekend. I just want to make sure that everybody had a chance to review it. And, right, that's one concern I have. I mean, I did read it, but I just want to make sure everybody's had a chance to read it and give it a good review.
I have not read it. It was in my inbox, but I pulled some documents out on top and not the one on the bottom, so... Given that I just opened it, I don't know what might have tipped you off that I hadn't read it yet. But I've certainly received several emails about it and followed the coverage. So I would appreciate that we get some opportunity to review it if people are choosing to take further action. Otherwise, I would review it and decide whether or not I wanted to bring it back up, which we'd be happy we could do in the future as well. So.
I guess with hearing two people have now reviewed it, I think it's important that everybody takes the time and effort.
Yep.
Review this before they make any kind of comments, so I would ask that we not do this tonight.
All right. Mr. Ruska?
I'd like to ask the city attorney on possible actions with this next course of action. I little bit of guidance would be helpful.
The Home Charter only states that the common council has the power to determine the rules of its proceedings and to punish its members for cause. That's all it says. There is an expulsion process that involves ultimately a vote by the people, but otherwise the Home Rule Charter talks in terms of punishing its members for cause. And I can tell you in my 26 years here that the two instances that I can think of that the council has punished one of its members for cause involved a motion for censure.
And that's our action if we decide to act on this, and that would be something that we would need to have a majority vote on, and then that would create it, right?
Based on past practice, it would be a censure motion. I don't know what else it would be, and it would require a majority vote.
Okay. I think, as I read the charter, and the most severe action can be actually up to and including the expulsion. However, I will state that I don't believe the violations that occurred here are nearly that egregious, so that is not a direction I would encourage the council to go down.
I would agree with Mr. Street.
So, Mr. Russell.
Well, I guess I'd like to make sure that we do address this in time. If we need another week or two to get to this, then I think so be it. But at this point, I think, the Ethics Committee has done their job and given us an outcome to deal with, and I think it's on us to deal with it.
And just to piggyback on Mr. Ruska's comment, I think it's important for us to realize that when they do this, that we review all. I know Mr. Ruska is going to do an amendment to make sure that we do review these, and I think that his point is well taken. I think that's a lot of value. I was totally surprised to see this much detail come through. It was very, very in-depth. In fact, I sat out in my car and read it again to make sure I was understanding everything that was going on. So I've read it probably 3, 4, maybe even 5 times over the weekend. And I do think there's a lot here, and I think there's a lot for people to understand in the council, and any kind of statement we make or do is going to probably have an impact on this council for some time. I just think that sometimes statements can be made and done and over with, and we can move on. But this council is very unique in the fact that we all have our opinions and we're not afraid to express them. it's important that we can and take that time to express our feelings and thoughts. But I do believe something that a matter of this magnitude, we need to make sure everybody is very comfortable with what they're reading and what they see.
So perhaps the appropriate action at this point is a motion to table this item.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Bilbo. I'm sorry, was that Mr. Campion? Second.
Oh,
Mr. Johnson.
Hi there.
All right, motion to table. So we'll remove it maybe in a couple of weeks and take it up then. So any other discussion?
I guess I'd like to make sure that we do. So I guess I would like to have us have a date that we're going to readdress this and put action into motion, whether it's, you know, whatever the group decides.
Yeah, I would just like to add, it wasn't on the agenda, so I was not skimping on a clear responsibility. Additionally, like, it's challenging when things are deposited in a mailbox. Because I know, like, we did see a note come through that was there, but something deposited in the mailbox with the responsibilities all of us have, it's easy for that to not be caught by a council member. So I understand the desire to try and tackle these things as quickly as possible, but I would ask the council to table this for now so I can give some insight, my thoughts.